This is Alex from Orbit. You may have heard it in the news over the past few weeks. Mercedes-Benz is the first automotive corporation to launch Level 3 of autonomous driving. You can hear from the team that helped develop some of this technology in today's Jobcast. Sanjay, Nelson and Lukasz from Tier 1 automotive supplier Valeo tell you directly about their experiences and specifics from this big project for their customer Mercedes-Benz. Let's jump right into it.
We want to speak about the data recording for one of the leading projects that we just completed, where especially what we did during COVID times, because at the start of the pandemic in 2019, where we had literally nobody on the streets, what we were doing was basically, we had requirements. You see, for the fact, starting from June, you are able to buy the S-Class, and one of our sensors is there, LiDAR, directly in this car, which is enabling level 3 autonomous driving. This means that you are able to lift your hands off the wheel. You can write an email, you can WhatsApp up to 60 kilometers per hour. This is like cool tech. For having this kind of a product today in 2022, in 2019, where the start of the pandemic was kicking in, we had to do data recording. We had to validate our sensors. So how do we do it? Where do we find the persons for it? How do we organize? Because it was just not, we had to record in complete Europe, where we were driving to Norway, we were driving to Finland, Sweden, also went to Britain.
Not only Europe, but we recorded in Japan, in China, in US, in Canada. Yeah. Like, it was really like worldwide capture. It was challenging some countries, I would say.
That's the thing. People may think that it's easier because there are no other cars in the street, but no, we have specific requirements. We needed to have other vehicles. We need to test on traffic jam scenarios, and those were hard to find in those times.
And the best part was, you know, the restrictions of people. Though you're in Germany, nobody could travel to the US. So we had to find people there who were completely dummies, didn't know anything. So we shipped a car, we hired a few guys, basically, and we were training them. So we literally became some kind of videographers, where we created a series of web series of how to even start the car, how to operate, basically training the guys and ensuring that the data was being collected.
Actually, I have to say that our cars are being kind of online. Even when we write and record, we can supervise them from the office and make sure that everything is going right. But yes, when you record in Japan or in US, the time is totally different than we have here in Europe. So
we'll continue with the Valeo Jobcast in a moment. If you already want to know more about the jobs at Valeo, you can find more information on the careers page there. Just Google working at Valeo and you will get to the Valeo career site in a blink of an eye. And now continue to enjoy the Jobcast.
Imagine that you have a normal car and you're able to connect and see what the car is seeing. This is something that we had where our tooling engineers were connecting remotely, checking the status of the car, the status of the data. This was something that really, really helped us to identify some issues, because the cars that we're speaking of is containing not only our sensors, we have, let's say, very complex reference sensors, which generates the ground truth. For example, we were using cameras, we were using Wi-Fi systems where we were determining the distance between other cars. We had like a lane detection system determining, let's say, how good the quality of the lanes were. Cameras which were recording, let's say, the blockage status, heating, cleaning, and all of these functionalities.
Not only can we see what the driver is actually seeing on real time thanks to this remote access, but we also have some degree of control over all those systems. So if something fails, not only can we instruct the driver, but we can actually fix it ourselves, yeah, right on the spot, remotely.
We kind of had software updates because the drivers were continuously driving for months. In case of a new software update, we were flashing the cars remotely, starting sitting in my house, in my couch during pandemic, controlling somebody who is driving in China or in Japan, deploying, let's say, a software which is getting flashed and the guys are still driving there. During such a short amount of time that you were able to achieve everything that you could do, staying from home and connecting to different people and deploying a tech that you validated here in Germany and traveling all over the world. So virtually connecting, this is something really, really cool.
Maybe let's share more what this Scala 2 can do more, what it sees and how it actually helps.
Maybe Nelson, you want to take the point about what exactly a LiDAR is?
So basically we have a laser scanner that uses time of flight. Basically we take the time where the laser is shot and the time where the laser is received back. And thanks to this and knowing the speed of light, we can compute the distance where the object is. When done many, 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 many times, we can compute an entire point cloud that represents in 3D space the surroundings of the vehicle. So that would be the basic, high-level concept of a LiDAR.
I think LiDAR plays a very, very important role in autonomous driving. As you see for a fact that, imagine in a night scenario where you have a lot of fog, the camera system is not the only system that you can actually use, let's say, autonomously take care of the vehicle, but you need a redundant system like LiDAR where it has the eyes and ears during night and a better performance in special conditions so that it can perform quite good for autonomous driving. And this is one of the reasons why Mercedes was choosing LiDAR as one of the suppliers in complement with other technologies like cameras and other stuff for the autonomous driving.
Yes, and especially nowadays where cameras are basically 2D with LiDAR, we can have the depth information, which then passed to a perception stack to software algorithms that can segment this point cloud and extract what objects are, what lanes are. Of course, having this extra information of a third dimension helps those algorithms greatly.
Actually, you are the technical guy, so just from operations, I was pretty amazed by this precision of the LiDAR, because yes, of course, it's the purpose. We can annotate or see the object, but we can also see the lines on the highway. It's extreme precision, something actually much better than the human eyes can see.
Earlier you heard that you can get more information on the Valeo career site. Another way to show your interest in this job is via our Orbite Jobcast page, without a resume and without a cover letter, in less than 30 seconds. The link is jobcast.de/Valeo-tech. Finally, you will hear what the three have learned during their time at Valeo and what they consider to be very special.
We have a very multicultural team. For example, in my team, we do not have a double nationality. Everyone is from a unique country. This is the beauty of working in such a situation, right? Because you get to meet not only people, let's say, from a particular country, but you're meeting with different kinds of people where the mindset and the way of working is different. At the end, you're working towards a common goal. For me, I don't feel like, oh, tomorrow is Monday. No, I feel like, okay, today I need to go to work and solve this issue. And this is the beauty, right? So everybody works as one team. This is why I'm stuck in Valeo for the last 9 years. I'm excited to be at work.
I wanted to grow as a professional. I wanted to know more in terms of technical expertise, which I have. This is one of my main takeaways of spending time here in Valeo. But also what you mentioned, the overall great work culture that we have here across all workmates from different nationalities, from completely different backgrounds. Because even in the technical department, you have people with background in mechatronics, in communications, in computer science. And believe it or not, you actually pick up a little bit from everyone.
The job is dynamic. We try to make nice plans. We try to prepare how the validation will go for 2 years. But if you prepare one plan, a lot of variety of changes that you need to be very quick in the reaction. And really, the time is dynamic. What we agree on Monday, we need to slightly adjust on Thursday, and we have to be quick in action. And with this one, we work with a lot of people. We build the teams, something. You really have the international approach. And the mindset is that the people are actually great in their skill, in their part, and they are like driving for the same purpose. So actually, I really like this dynamic environment with the positive mindset, I would say.